The Green Bay Police Department's Animal Control Office consists of one person. Sharon Henson gets help from interns, but otherwise, she's the person to call about stray pets, aggressive dogs, you name it. She says she can't be the chief rat catcher as well. Henson says complaints have risen since the demolition of the downtown mall, which chased rats and mice out of their homes.
Basically, people wanted us to come out and set traps for rats, and they wanted us to start catching mice, and rabbits was huge, and there's no way we have time to do any of that.
So Henson thought, why not enlist birds that like to eat mice? That's where the kestrel boxes come in. So far, two have been installed on the city's east side. Henson is working with Lori Bankson from the Bay Beach Wildlife Sanctuary. Bankson says kestrels like to nest on the edges of wooded areas and have been crowded out by development.
So kestrels are losing a lot of their habitat, and they're not able to go to those natural feeding areas that they've been used to. So with these kestrel boxes being put up in safe habitats, these are going to be safe places for these kestrels to nest, raise some young, and then hopefully bring their populations back up in the area.
Green Bay's drafting of carnivorous birds is attracting attention from other cities that may want to begin similar programs, depending on its eventual success or failure. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.